let's all try to do like the same sound at once. Just like put your hand on it. Let's all try to do it so like each person does one sound like repeatedly. So like you're basically in control of like one type of sound. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That should be yours.
That's
yours.
It's like my finger is almost covering this, but like the tip right here is barely like edging off on a corner. Must be air vibrating through that little hole.
That's nice. Okay. That's nice. Right? Okay. So you guys have your sounds. What's your sound?
This should be one of these like
yeah.
Engines, like just
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I was just gonna do something really simple, like
okay. So you that'll be your sound.
Yeah, I'm gonna cover it.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be like a specific rhythm yet, just like that's like the one sound you can make.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll do the thing that I was doing. Something like airy.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of what you want to do?
No, I'm the T-bone, and I just wanna play straight.
Just like straight through it?
Yeah. I just wanna play straight. Straight through it.
That's the losers.
I think those are the spot that we're gonna do.
Write them.
And then every time that we see them.
Write them here?
Yeah.
Like, so each person will switch words.
No, that means, for instance, if one is Alicia, and then it's Alicia.
That's pretty cool, actually. Because we don't have anybody doing
noise
like that. It's like a percussive thing. Is it different if you cover?
So then
yeah.
One.
Not as resonant. Cover both ones.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Is doing their sound, and then we'll bring in like another person, and then we'll bring out another person, and then we'll bring in like two people at once, and we'll bring out a person. So we could do something where we just like point to someone, you know? So like every time, if you're playing, I think maybe we should just do something simple at first. So if you're playing your sound, at any time you can like point to someone, like on beat, and then you point to someone to replace you.
that's
you
really
do that?
Difficult.
Why?
To pay attention.
To keep, yeah, to start on cue.
Because you want
to
be done and you're like...
So would you rather just be like a strict pattern?
Well, actually, you know what? We didn't use those monitors. Maybe that's going to be facing us instead of facing the audience, and that's how we make this
score. Okay.
That's why I started the numbers.
So a number comes up and we play?
Yeah, because for instance, you're one, and you every time on a monitor you see your name. Like,
it's still going to be hard to come in on cue, though. Don't you think we'll have the same issue as if we were pointing? Because it's like you see it and then you have to respond on the next beat.
Oh, we can do a Guitar Hero style. So
what's
you
that?
Like, you see it like
it's coming in.
Yeah.
And then like when it gets
you
over
know what
a lot,
I was
you're
thinking?
Like
for a second they'll play together. Like say I point at you, I'll keep doing mine, and then you come in, and once you're set, we play together for like that maybe one or two beats, and then I'll stop. It's like we're trading, passing like it off to another person maybe.
But how are we going to like point to each other? Like here in the room that we practice in, we're in a circle. But like on stage, aren't our little candelabras and facing the audience?
Yeah,
that's
what
I
said
with the monitors.
So the monitors will turn them around because we didn't know what to do with the monitors here. So it seems like what we should do is turn them around and have them face us. So then we'll just look at the monitors, and then we'll know what to do. And maybe the yeah. Sounds good, right?
Let's make a try, maybe. With our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make a try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just like this.
Well, yeah. See.
Okay. So how should we try it? Mm-hmm. Maybe we could like do some counting.
Maybe.
We can read on.
Maybe I'll do it for the first one because we actually have the same song for them.
Okay.
So I'll just maybe we prepare my cards and I'll just like show them and then.
Oh, okay.
I'll
yeah.
Thank you.
also pressure sensitive, so no matter, depending on how hard you hit, it'll be louder or softer. And we might, I could even make it so these are different.
You're gonna hear me hitting the plastic though too.
I'm gonna put padding on it, or we'll use those soft things, like maybe like a yoga mat type thing. I'll cut
anything
and put
the
it on
foam
top.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One. Wait. How's it?
You two.
Why doesn't it go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Because of the.
Yeah, I can move.
Do you want to do it? I think you should probably.
I need something to. Can you see if I just like that?
No. Here. Why don't you sit down and put your hands up?
Okay. I think it's too.
You can throw it apart. Oh, okay.
She can have like a pointer.
Yeah, a laser pointer.
Yeah.
But I think she wants to like cover up them, and the ones that are covered up we don't play.
Do you see when I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe put them a little farther apart. Yeah.
But then I can do
the same. Okay. Alright, that's fine.
So should we start?
Yeah. Do you want to play the beat?
Okay.
In the background?
Who's three? It's I thought it was one.